good. You are the reason before time began. You reign forever. Your name is ever faithful. You are the reason before time began. And when you are here, 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 when you are.
Sabrendebo la cambreta padina tabala. Sabreta mianto cambre de pebe contra tapanate. Sabra copatante de branto pamanata. Does the keyboard? Does the keyboard? Give me flat strings. No skills. Pray in tongues as you do it. My God. The fire of God will fall here. Nekede will not remain the same. We open the gates of the territory to allow the move of God. We activate portals of the Spirit so that invasion will be rampant. We welcome the ministries of the angels of the living God. Mighty cherubs and seraphs of fire coming in the wings, bringing fires of revival, kindling the moves of God, putting their hands upon men, activating seasons and times, mantling men with grace and power, to the end that the dictates and will of God will come to pass in this territory. We command the powers of the territory to respond even to the move of God. We ask that the hand of God come down strong in this place. Let no one dare so remain the same, O God. We ask. In Jesus' mighty name. You have not gotten me, O. You have not found me. You have not found me. Play strings. This is not strings. This is not strings. Flat strings. This is not strings. Remove all these things. Play strings. This is not strings. This is not strings. We can be seated. Don't worry. Stop. Join me in 5 minutes. Be seated. Acts chapter 2. Please pray in tongues. If you don't pray in tongues, you won't still find me in the 5 minutes. Don't worry, you can be seated. Acts chapter 2. The prophet Jeremiah prophesied of a season that was about to come. And one of the things that he did is that he said that the ark of God's covenant and the holy things of the temple will be carried to exile. Are you with me now? Follow me. Now, these were the seasons where the tokens of God was lost. And in those times, it is easier to be afraid than to be in faith. Because the very things that form the basis of our strength and faith has been taken away. And man has lost their faith. Their strength has failed them. Even the prophet himself was taken into exile. The king, his eyes were pierced. There was no king, there was no prophet, and there was no priest. The consequence is that the territory laid fallow. And then it was a field for Satan and the marauding powers of darkness to have their powers, to manifest their grace. It seems as if our God was far. The tokens of God was lost. In the days that the tokens of God was lost, it will seem as if God never touched our territory before. In those days, a new cry have to ring in our territory. To seek for men that God will ride upon their shoulders to begin to restore the things that was lost. He said, who will cry, restore? It was at that time that certain things began to happen. Are you with me now? Follow me. Now the Bible says that on the account of what happened, that the tokens of God, the things of the temple was carried into exile to the place in at Babylon. The Bible says that a time came and the king and the people in Babylon were using those tokens of God for mockery. The time have come when people use the things of God for mockery. These days, the manifestations of the things of spirit is more like joke. We use it for caricature. Men use prophecy to do, they do it for entertainment. Some of them come and they ask you, should I prophesy? These are the tokens, things that God counted sacred. These are the things that man has brought so low to the point that anybody can lay hold on them. It was at that point that Nebuchadnezzar took the cup that was sacred, the one that was dedicated to God on the temple, and he said, bring it to me that I might drink thereof. The tokens of God was lost, and the heathen took the things that were sacred, the things that were holy, and made it common. A day will come when men will arise and restore that order. That was the cry in the heart of Jehovah. It was the days that the things were lost and a cry rang out. It was in those days Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar was drinking. He took the cup and said, call the widows, call the ladies, let's make party. And they made party. He said, of all the cups that he will use, he used the cup that was dedicated to Jehovah. On that day, it seemed as if Jehovah has slept. But the time came, a hand was written on the wall. He said, mene, mene, teke ufasin, because I have come to a point where I have brought back the measurements of heaven. The tokens of measurement has been measured. And God is crying out that the people that has used the name of the Lord in vain in this territory, that has measured the things of God as if it doesn't carry weight, as if the name of Jesus is no more the name that is above every other name, as if the blood has become something that is not potent. Those time must pass, because we see the handwriting on the wall. And he said, mene, mene, take care of us. There is a judgment on priesthood that is not after the order of God, and God is bringing a new order in the territory, raising men after the order of Melchizedek. Men, there is a prophetic school that somewhere pioneered. The Bible said that men sat in that place and they were taught the ways of God, and every one of them had the spirit of God upon them. I tell you, that time is coming, for the old system has been judged. I bring you the word of the Lord for this territory. Mene, mene, take care of sin. People has been put on God's scales of measurement, and they were found wanting. You see, many people have come to a point where they have overestimated themselves, and then Satan has made a mess of them. They were not able to trap the things that are heavy. I tell you, the things that can change the configuration of a territory has to be very heavy. You know, when Jesus was speaking and preaching, a time came, they asked him, from whose authority are you doing this thing? A time will come and the same question will ring out. And you don't answer it with words. You answer it with stature. You answer it with rank.
men that are so weighty in the spirit that they can cause a change in the territory. What do you have with God? The Bible said that this man was measured. Mene, mene, tekel ofasin. They found out that he's lightweight in the spirit. Meanwhile, this business that God is about to do is a business that only men that carry weight in the spirit can administer. And God has looked inside and find out that at best you are not able to even unloose the shoes. The intent that God had in hand can never come to pass. At this mode you are. The Bible says, are you the one we are looking for? Or do we expect another? Let me tell you, if the way you are now, that's the one that is going to come, it's better we wait. Let's continue waiting. Because as you are, if we trace you in measurement, you are lacking in stature, you are lacking in weight. Therefore, a cry rang out in heaven for men that will be able to tarry and wait until God releases his hand. I bring you news. God is not interested in anything. God is interested in men that can tarry. Are you the one that is to come? Or do we expect another? If the weight, if what it takes is this way you are now, that's the way you intend to prosecute God's agenda for this territory, I tell you, it's better we continue waiting. Because men are lightweight. They don't carry weight in the spirit. Meanwhile, they want to prosecute an agenda in God that has subdued many men. Many men have tried to fulfill this agenda, but they were not able to do it. Then a call came again, and then the hand of God began to brood upon the territory, and then men began to rise, but they didn't stay until they were cooked enough. He said that Ephraim is a cake that is undone, for he left the oven fast enough, and then he came out, he ran like a tornado, and then he found out that God was never with him. The demand of the territory is far beyond what you are. It is at that time that you were measured in the heavenlies, and they found out that you didn't have what it takes to reconfigure what God wants to do. He has to put your hands afresh upon your life, and then keep you in the secret place until a man comes out. They saw the apostles, and the Bible says that they took knowledge of them, and they said that these men have been with Jesus. There is a certain configuration that we saw in them, a weight that we have only seen one man carry. Suddenly it is multiplied in many men. It was on this account that they said, let's stop them, because if we don't stop them, something will happen to this territory. After some season, the Bible says that the men that turned this city upside down, they have come here again. I tell you, this season have come when men that will turn the city upside down, they will arise like a mighty army. The Bible says that in front of them is a mighty forest, but after them is a desolate wilderness. Who are these that come? They come with fire on their wings. They will do what their fathers failed to do. They are men of rank and stature. Nothing can stop them. They won't break their rank, for Jehovah has put his hands upon them. Are you the one, or do we wait for another? Sakambe aiko patata rababakambe tolakata shapata papakambe ukwata itapanata rapata padanta kabena abelakwa iaito bakatenda rapata papana abekante katadia ikapata kapata kakwa kakakata kapata kapata kwa sota upade aiyo. The Bible says in the days of Deborah, yeah, we are not meant to stand in the gap. It was in those days that we knew that gender is not an issue in this matter. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1, he said, for men ought always to pray and not to faint. And in that place he said, a certain woman. Are you a man? We don't know. There is only one way we know men is in the place of prayer. So a lady can decide to tarry and say, Keboko, Shika Bababa, Tarieta. And then the men are sleeping, the hand and mantle of God will come upon that lady. In the days of Deborah, men were sitting and that woman sat like a judge. and then he brought back the temples of God upon the territory. I say women will arise. They will arise with fire. A new order, another of Esther, another of Deborah. Men and women that will not stop where others stopped. They will not see any limitation. The hand of Jehovah will be upon them.
This night, God will conquer you and conquer your limitations. This night, He's gonna put His hands upon you. This night, He's gonna mantle you. This night, He's gonna enter you. This night, a protocol will break forth out of your life. And then, what will come into this territory is an effulgence of grace. So much so that Satan will be conquered. So much so that the tokens of God will be restored. So much so that a new civilization will be bettered. So much so that the revival we seek will come. So much so that holiness will pervert. So much so that Satan will lose his grip. So much so that the foundations that hold things in this territory will be shaken. Will be shaken. Will be shaken. And then God will begin to build a new temple, a new house, and a new building. Really built by His power. He will do it by men. The Bible says, I said to you, you are lively stones. There is a construction that God is doing, and you are the material with which He constructs. You are gonna ask God, put your hands upon my life and make me that material, and make me that man, and make me that woman. I am tired of the way I'm living. I know there is more about my life. I know there is something more. I might not see it. Circumstances might dull my sight, but I'm convinced the hand of Jehovah is upon me, and I'm not gonna stop. I will break through all barriers. I will break through all limitations, and I will lay hold on God. I am attacking this. Abata, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, I'm drunk in the spirit now. Oh my God. Sabahataka. I kapatua katabane. I ateba sobadi atakapenata. Akabadesh. Kama. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. When you are here, 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 when you are here. Don't leave me like this, oh God. Don't leave me like this. Do something to me. Do something to me. Do something to me. Takeba, abeda kapeta, rapata papa kapenata, ai kapeta pata kapo, rapata papa pata, kapapa papa 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 tata, yakapata papa to, kapapa papa tata tata, papa papa tata tata tata, papa kapa tata tata tata, rapa. Hallelujah. 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 Something is falling. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If anybody comes under power, bring them forward. Let me put my hands on them. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Until I am done.
Of God, we move through this place now. Oh my God, oh my God. I see angels everywhere. Until we are done, until we are done, until we are done, until we are done, until you are done, until you are done, don't stop, until you are done, don't stop, until you are done, until you are done, until you are done, until you are done, until you are done. Until you are done, 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 until I am 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 done. I will count to 10, and there are 10 people that the hand of God will come upon. Very strong. It will be like a wave. A wave. God will mantle them. My God. One. He's here already. One. God shall help me and bring them out. Two. Holy Ghost. Bring them out. Bring them out.
3, Holy Ghost, move, 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 by fire, 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 3, 4,
oh my God, 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 that's it, Holy Ghost. Son the Holy Ghost, 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 Son the Holy Ghost. Number 6, where are they? Bring him out.
Mama Makamina, Mia Denemo. Ibanatene, Ibanatene, Inano.
Naked will not remain the same. Imo State will experience the move of God. Priests of the Holy Temple are rising. Men mantled with special grace. Anekambeletenina Makamanane. Akababamana. We are the Holy Ghost, number 7, number 7, number 7, number 7, Holy Ghost, number 7, Holy Ghost, number 7, Holy Ghost, 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 bring her out, bring her out. The hand of God is upon her. Stronger, stronger, Holy Ghost, stronger, stronger, by fire. Where is number 8? Where is number 9? Let me Holy Ghost. Let me Holy Ghost. Let me Holy Ghost. Let me Holy Ghost. Number 10. Number 10. Bring out the hand of God is stuck upon her. Mama, mama, tuna. Ine ne tene tene ne mene tuna. Abika tene ina mago. Elijah's arising. Deborah's arising.
has arisen. We are the Holy Ghost. We are the enemy. We are the Holy Ghost. We are the Holy Ghost. If you are not sure, raise your hand. There is one usher. God just told me there is an usher he's looking for. If you are not sure, raise your hand quickly. Usher, raise your hand. Two hands. Dirty. Let me find that person. Put your hands on that person. Put your hands on that usher. Put your hands. He's coming stronger.
Bring that usher for me. The hand of God is upon her. He's coming stronger on her. Stronger. Holy Ghost.
Everywhere you are, lift up your hands, pray. Something is happening. Tell God I'm not living here the same. Man to me, oh God. In the next 5 minutes, pray. Man to me, oh God. Man to me, oh God.
Yeah.
Revival will break out from this place. Prayer revivals. You see people praying. They don't know what is making them to pray. They don't even have prayer points. They are praying because there is an emphasis. God has put pressure on them so that His will and His project will come to pass. Everywhere, everywhere. I see hot spots. Many places. Even in places that is unlikely. Unlikely places. People will be crying to God because the season has come. The days of visitation are here. God will begin to put His hands upon people. One prayer you will pray. You will pray that prayer again in the next 2 minutes. Don't pass me by. In the seasons that you are touching men, using men, don't pass me by. On the day of Pentecost, Jesus told 500 people to wait for Him. But the day that the fire came, it was only 120 that was there. Where was the remaining 380? Where did they go to? I tell you, men, they don't have the tarrying grace. Ask God, help me, to give me the grace to tarry. The tarrying power. The tarrying grace. The staying power. The staying grace. The grace to tarry until your hand comes. Until your grace comes upon me. Until I am mantled. Until revival breaks out. I want you to ask God, in the next 3 minutes, give me the tarrying grace that I might stay until the hand comes. The Bible says that Elijah told his servant, he said, go and check and see if the rain has come. The servant went out and checked. He said, I see no sign. He said, go and check again. He checked again and he didn't see any sign. He said, go and check the third time. He said, go and check the fourth time. He said, go and check the fifth time. He said, go and check the sixth time. It's only men that have the tarrying grace and power that can stay until the sixth time. Their grace cannot be exhausted. They have lost their ambition. The only grace they have is to stay in the place of waiting. They wait and wait and wait until the one, the great one comes. The monarch of Zion, he comes, he rides upon a chariot of fire. And then he began to mantle men. Men that can tarry, men that can wait. Are you amongst them? I want you to pray in the next 2 minutes and say, oh God, I will not go anywhere until something happens. I will not leave my post until you mantle me. I will stay where I am until grace comes upon my life. Echo,
suddenly we saw drunken men littered in the street. If I'm you, I will ask question. We are used to the normal. We are used to men not being mantled. We are used to shaking drunken men. We are used to shaking men that are in immorality. We are used to shaking cultists and nothing happens to them. And then suddenly, a new breed of men arose. And then we saw them by 9 a.m. in the morning. They are drunk in the Holy Ghost. And then they asked a question. They asked, what is this thing that is happening? Then when that question was asked, because what was happening is there is a breaking news in heaven. And then men are trying to capture that news that was broken in heaven. Therefore, if it is from heaven, then we will need a man that his residence is in heaven. Reduce the volume small.
My God.
The breaking news is from heaven. And if it's true that the breaking news is from heaven, we will need a man that his residence is in heaven. A man that lives in heaven. The Bible says that the Satan is come down with a great rod. And he now said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. And he was talking to men. The Bible says we are seated with Jesus far above principalities and powers. I tell you, you can be living at naked, but your residence is in heaven. Men that live in the heavens, they are nothing happens on earth that can touch them. That people are dying is not for you. That people are failing, that sickness is killing people. Does it touch men of the heavenlies? No, you are from the heavens. It's because you have not realized your reality. You have not begun to align yourself to make what makes you to walk in that reality. That is why Satan is messing up with your life. He knows that the day you realize who you are and the power that God has given you by the fact that you have the Holy Ghost. Do you know who is the Holy Ghost? I tell you, God cannot do anything except the Holy Ghost begins to come upon a matter. It was the same Holy Ghost that was shed upon the man that was there in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. And then they became drunk. And then they came on the streets. They can't measure their steps. Their wordings changed. The way they talk changed. The way they relate changed. They can't lie again. They can't fornicate. They can't masturbate. They are not bound by addictions. They can't do fraud. They can't enter class and begin to do what others are doing. Wow. The Holy Ghost has been poured upon them. And their behavior changed. Something came on them. And men have to ask questions. What happened? We know these men before. Are these men not Galileans? Why are they speaking to us in our tongues that every man that is here understand? It was then that Peter rose up by the grace of the interpreter, because the interpreter is a man who is always in the heavenlies and is always aware of the breaking news that is there. And then he has received utterance to begin to communicate to man the burdens and the plans of God. He is a man that knows the very thing that is in the heart of God, and he has been granted utterance to communicate it to men. And when men hear what he's saying, their heart burns. The Bible says by the time Peter was through in his exegesis trying to explain to them the impact of that breaking news that is coming from the heavenlies, the Bible said they were pricked in their heart. Meaning that he received a special grace to begin to interpret what is coming from the heavenlies. This thing is a breaking news. The Bible says that there came a sound from heaven. But by the time the sound came on the upper room, it became fire. So for you to understand what was happening, you have to go to heaven to understand that what was happening in heaven is that they were concocting sounds.
Oh my God, a new breed will arise. A new breed will arise. There is no greed in them. They have no ambition except to push for the dictates of the kingdom. Jesus has become their one and only goal. They have no desire, but the love of their master has consumed them. They said, who are these men? What is it that is happening? We have not seen it like this before. Something is happening. It is true that something is happening indeed. Somebody explain to me what is happening. We have seen men anointed here,
but we have not seen it like this. We have seen men heal the sick, but we have not seen it like this. We have seen men fall under power, but we have not seen it like this. We have seen men do miracle, prophesy, but we have not seen it like this. Something novel has broken into the territory, and then this thing needs to be explained to men so that they will be able to participate in the new economy that God is releasing from the heavenlies. I tell you, if it is true that men will enter it, then a man has to explain to them. Then if a man has to explain to them, then he has to be an interpreter. If he has to be an interpreter, then a grace has to come from heavens. Because it's only an interpreter that will know that the sound that came from heaven suddenly became fire. How can you say that fire is sound? Except you knew where the source of the fire is, from whence the fire is concocted. The men that saw it that place said that it was a sound. And that is why when they were asking questions, Peter said, don't think that these men that you see are drunk. As they suppose, they are drunk, but not as they suppose. Men will be drunk, but not as men suppose. The Bible says that this is that. Say after me, this is that. Say after me, this is that. This is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. It means that the season that we have entered into is a season that prophecy has captured. You see, the territory is crying out for a manifestation of that which prophecy have captured. And then the season have come. The demand upon the territory has reached the apex. Then God began to put hands upon men. He began to reconfigure your ambition, your desires. The things you are pursuing began to change. Because God needs to lay hands upon men. And He's looking for men everywhere. It so happens that you are there. And then His hands began to turn your life around. Many of the things you plan to do began to change. Because the hand of God is upon you. When there is a demand upon the territory, that demand begins to affect men that is staying in that territory. Then their agenda begins to change. Their pursuit begins to change. God begins to reconfigure their test ball. And when they drink of the fountain that is coming from Zion, what happens is that their test ball will be recalibrated. And then they will begin to be thirsting for things that are eternal. Mundane things will lose taste in their mouth. If they tell them, I brought new car, they are not aware. I bought new phone, they are not aware. I bought new house, they are not aware. I got first class, they are not aware. I got new job, they are not aware. Because their taste board has been what? Recalibrated. Because they have drunken of the fountains of Zion. This was what happened to men on that day of Pentecost. The Bible says that these men are drunk, but not as they suppose. They are drunk with the Holy Ghost. And this is that which was captured in the book of Joel the prophet. And he says afterwards, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and the young men shall see visions, the old men will dream dreams, even the handmaidens will carry the power of God. He shall see visions. Oh, namakapelaha kaitemona kapela. I copa the heart. Pray in the spirit for 2 minutes. Akapata daba, satata, kekopata da hata, amrakala, lama mama, aika mo, satata pata, kada pata pata, I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Holy fire, burn up on my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn up on my altar. Let me tell you, before anything happens on earth, a seal has to first of all be broken in the heavenlies. It was that capacity that was so granted to John the prophet, that is also called John the Revelator. He was there in the Isle of Patmos, and God began to show him the things that is about to come to pass. So it was in that place that he saw. He said, I saw a seal broken from the heavens. And then he began to saw the horses and the horse riders, indicative of the seasons that we have entered into, the times and seasons that we have entered into. It is only men of understanding that knows what the times and season carries. The proof that you understand the seasons and timing is how you have aligned yourself. The Bible says, knowing that time is short, he said, let us walk circumspectly. So your walk is a proof that you understand the time and the season that we are. A man that says he understands the time and season and he lives as if he is not aware, that is a man that doesn't understand. Understanding impacts to you a certain kind of behavior, a walk, circumspect, aligning to what the heavens are saying. There are scrolls that are broken from the heavens. And men, we are alive. Men, we are alive. Men will be implicated by that, the content of those scrolls. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It was on this account that Peter said that this is that. He went to heaven. He went to heaven. My prayer for you is that if there is a need, that you be carried to heaven, so that you will experience, even if it's once, heavenly court sessions, so that you will experience throne room experience, where you will be there and they will be deciding what will be happening to territories. It is on that place that is I was caught up in the heavenly one day, and I saw a court session in heaven, and it is in that place that they decide many of the things that you see happening on earth. That is why, let me tell you, you must have a representative in that place. I am trusting God that he will raise intercessors here, prophetic intercessors. An intercessor is like a lawyer in the spirit. Is somebody that is fast in how to operate in the heavenly court sessions and courtrooms. According to your rank and according to your stature, you can come in the heavenly court sessions and begin to intercede and legislate for a territory, and begin to cry and say, oh God, till when will wickedness continue to be rife and pervert my territory? I come as an intercessor, just like Abraham. God, he was telling Abraham, see, Abraham, God was coming from a place where the matters concerning Sodom and Gomorrah has already been decided. And then Abraham came and said, if we will find 20 people. And then God began to change his mind concerning a matter that has been concluded. Why? An intercessor with stature has arisen
We trust God to raise men of stature so that they can change the order and course of things. Satan has stayed too long in our territory. He has stayed too long in our time. God, we raise men that are of the order of lions. Men that will roar, and then territories will begin to crumble because God has endued them with special grace. Men that can make lions tame, they will walk through fire and fire will not hurt them. They will sleep in the caves of lions and then lions will become their friend. I tell you, there are certain men like that. The Bible spoke about them. He said that they turn back the hands of death. They said that they receive the dead back to life. These men, they are men that are called the men of faith. The reason is that they are pilgrims. Oh, do you know what it means to be a pilgrim? The Bible says that Abraham is a pilgrim. Why is he a pilgrim? He said that he was looking for a city that had foundations. Men that operate in heavenly concessions, they are men that their search, their pursuit is nothing that is earthly. There is nothing on earth that can satisfy them. It was on that account that he said that these men understood in Hebrews chapter 13 that there is no continuing city on this realm. Any city that has capacity to continue, are you with me, has to be a city that came out of Zion. It is on that account that Abraham decided that he will be a man that is on a journey. He continued to dwell on tents. Do you know why he was dwelling on tents? Because he believed that God, who built that eternal city, will show him the pathways. That there is a pathway of the spirit that can lead you to the place where the cause and foundation of the universe has been embedded. And then when you find your bread in that place, you become a strong man. That is a man that Satan cannot demystify the way that you pray. The Bible says that light shineth in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend it. What type of light is that? These are men that have stayed with Jehovah long enough and they found the course of event. They can go to the source of the river and begin to turn it because they were strong, they are wise. They have interacted with God enough that God is their outflow. The outflow of their life is God himself. Who are you? You have to become that man that the territory can depend on. So that, the Bible said, I know my son Abraham. Why did he say he knows his son? He knows that as long as Abraham is in this land, certain things will not happen. Why are you here and certain things are happening? Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn up on my altar. I'm a drunken man this night. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn up on my altar. Holy fire, burn up on my altar. It's a prayer. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon your altar. And from within you, Spirit will take over. Holy fire, I'm looking for you, come. Burn upon my altar. Lift your hands. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within us, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar.
Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over.
Holy fire,
burn upon my altar.
Song of Holy Ghost. Song of Holy Ghost.
Holy fire.
Song of Holy Ghost.
Burn upon my altar.
Jesus song. Jesus song.
From
Jesus song. Jesus song.
Spirit, you take over.
Holy fire, burn upon my heart. Holy fire. Holy fire. Holy.
holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, burn upon my altar.
From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon our altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon our altar. Holy fire, holy fire, holy fire, burn upon our altar.
Holy fire, burn upon my altar. And from within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar.
Now listen to me. Something will happen here now. See, there is no one sincere heart that will go the same. Every one of you, just come to this one. Let's view this one. Leave where you are. Just stand up. I have about 15 minutes or so. Quickly, just stand in front there. Oh my God. Zabrendo papakate atena manta robos itakata rapata manante krete botasta beta demotan de brate papanakata sopitata de prota panata. As you come out, just go ahead, pray in the spirit, pray in the spirit. That usher there. I don't want anybody behind her. If you are with us, if you are not with us, you can leave now. Later you come. Now this is for you. You are going to pray. Oh God, put your hands upon my life. Take your right hand, put on your heart, and cry for your life. This one now is personal. This one now is personal. It's personal. It's personal. It's personal. It's personal. It's personal. Pray, pray. Sobranta papakatia. Aprekopata gataska petane danima. Amre kopata prata pata pataska peta. We are the people. Shout it at the top of your voice. When you shout fire, the hand of God will come upon you. And I will count to seven. It is here already. It's coming already. It's touching people. Just close your eyes. Are you ready? One. Holy Ghost. Yes, that's it.
That's it. Three. Four. Yes, that's the Holy Ghost. Five. Six. Seven. From my left to my right, from my front to my back, from my left to my right, from my front to my back, from my left to my right, from my front to my back, from my left to my right, from my front to my back. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. From my left to my right, from my front to my back, from my left to my right, Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Put your hands, put your hands, put your hands stronger, 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 put your hands stronger. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. God is raising intercessors amongst our midst. There is a wave of God's power now. There is a new wave, he's coming. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Move! 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 By power! By power! By power! By power! Now listen to me now. God will raise prophetic intercessors in our midst. God will not do anything until he has been granted wombs. Womb that will bear things forth in the territory. Nothing happens except there is prayer. People that can tarry in the place of prayer. In 2 minutes, just lift your hands. Holy Ghost, I ask you in the name of Jesus, my God, such as I have, I give to you. Such as I have, I give to you. Such as I have, I give to you. Father, raise amongst us prophetic intercessors. Men that will sit at the gate. Men that will sit at the gate. We are there, we are there. We are there, 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 we are there. Such as I have, take. 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 Such as I have, such as I have. Holy Ghost! Stretch forth your hands, O God. Take of my spirit and put upon them. Take of my spirit and put upon them. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. My man, my man. Hey, 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 hey. For three people. Wait, wait. Three people, three people. Three people, three people. Three people now. Three people. You will live here the way you will pray. You will know that something has happened to you. It will seem as if your womb was literally torn open. And then the capacity to bear things will come. Oh. Many years ago, I went to Lagos for a meeting. I heard somebody that doesn't have any business praying, and he went home and prayed for 10 hours straight. Let me tell you, this is not labor. Such as I have,
Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, after today, you stop struggling with your prayer life. There is no revival without prayer. Let the revival fire, the fire of prayer, altars on fire. Holy Ghost, Samantha Kabena, I create up also the banta, Manta Paparataila, Legobo Tatita, Labara Tesete, Ambra. In Jesus' name.
There are three people now. Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet. If you can. There are three people now. The hand of God will come upon them. Very strong. It will be like electricity. It is a spiritual ceremony. That's number one. It's electricity. It's electricity. It's electricity. It's electricity. It's electricity. It's like electricity. It's like that's number two. That's number two. It's like electricity. 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 Oh my God! That's not Dato Shkadaha. Listen to me. There are two people here. God wants to increase rank for you. God said you have been faithful. Dena mana kapetahele, ambre kopata panahele, sande brataba. Listen to me. Lift up your hands. From the office of my calling, I release for you what is yours this season. My God, sombra tapaba hatakadia, rande bata. People, Lord, people that has been faithful in their duty post, I ask, O God, that fresh grace and rank be released for them in the spirit. Be released for them in the spirit. Be released for them. Be released for them. Be released for them. Fresh equipment to function. To function. Mantles are given now. There are two of them. Help me and find them. Holy Ghost. Help me and find them. Hey, all of you, hold your hands together. All of you, all these pastors, all the, hold your hands together. Lift your hands up. Jesus. Telebesh. Kamalesh. Now listen to me. I will count to three and the power of God will come. It will literally move. It will be like a wave, very strong. It will not even reach three. It will not even reach three. Holy Ghost, move now, move now, move now, move now. One, move now, move now. It's too strong. Two, 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 three. Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. Touch. My God, my God. The hand of God is upon you, my friend. Now listen to me. Tomorrow will be the healing night. If there is anybody sick, blind, deaf, crippled, any kind of sickness, bring them here. My God, Jesus will come here. I tell you, our calling is to show Jesus alive with infallible proofs. Eh? With infallible proofs. Now I'm going to pray for you now. The healing anointing will fall on just three people. Three people. Raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands, raise your hands. You will leave here and begin to work miracles. You will have to promise me one thing. As soon as the anointing falls on you, some of you will feel it like fire on your hands. Your hand will begin to quake. Some of you will literally fall under power. As you leave here, begin to look for the seed to lay out. You will never see the result until you practice. Practice is superior to learning. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Let the anointing come upon them now. Come upon them now. Come upon them now. We are there. Come upon them now. 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 He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming on that sister. He's coming on that sister. He's coming. 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 Holy Ghost, move. Touch. 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 Jesus, Jesus, let a spiritual ceremony be conducted for this young man. May he be inducted. 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 Yes, he's coming stronger. He's coming stronger. He's coming stronger. He's my God.
Begin to speak to God wherever you are. Begin to thank him for what he has done for us tonight. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. What a mighty God we serve. 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 Glory to your name, Father. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name. Receive all the glory. Receive all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're happy, I want you to do something for Jesus.
Amen.
If you're happy, I want you to jam those hands together for Jesus. Amen. We are dismissing right away. But I want to remind you, tomorrow is the grand finale of this gathering. Like the man of God said, anybody you know that is sick, gather them. It is going to be heavier tomorrow than today. Amen? Please, I want to give you a piece of advice. If you can tarry tonight, tarry. If you can stay over tonight, stay over. But if you can also pray in your house, please do well to make sure you dig deep tonight in the place of prayer. Amen. You have been sleeping for years now. Just use this period and sort.